Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you this morning, God, for last night's slumber, this morning's rising. We thank you, God, for keeping us all through the night, God. And thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you, God, for new mercies that your word says that we would see. God, we thank you so very much, God, for your word. God, your word tells us that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for it being the roadmap to our lives. Now, God, we pray that this time that we have together will be fruitful, will be profitable. God, that it will catapult us into the next leg of our destiny. And God, we love you. We trust you. God, we expect nothing less than signs and wonders from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you. They counted it not robbery to join with us on this morning. On this morning, our journeys take us to two separate scriptures, scriptures that are slightly similar in comparison, and prayerfully God will speak to us on this morning from these scriptures. The first scripture is from 1 John 4, and we'll be starting, at the 16th verse. 1 John 4, starting at the 16th verse. And from the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows. We have come to know and have believed the love that which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. Notice with me again, verse 18 of 1 John 4. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. The second scripture that I'd like to read within your hearing on this morning comes from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the fifth verse. I believe it's the fifth verse. Actually, I'm going to start at the third verse. And I'm really going to read this from the message, because I really want you to understand what God is saying to us on today. 1 Timothy, the first chapter, starting at the third verse, reading from the message. This is Paul talking to his protege, Timothy. And he says as follows, every time I say your name in prayer, which is practically all the time, I thank God for you, the God I worship with my whole life in the tradition of my ancestors. I miss you a lot, especially when I remember that last tearful goodbye, and I look forward to a joy-packed reunion. That precious memory triggers another, your honest faith, and what a rich faith it is, handed down from your grandmother Lois to your mother Eunice, and now to you. And the special gift of ministry you received when I laid hands on you and prayed, keep that ablaze. Verse 7, God does not want us to be shy with his gifts, but bold and loving and sensible. Again, verse 7, God does not want us to be shy with his gifts, but bold and loving and sensible. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I just have a simple challenge for you that I believe God is challenging us all with on today. And that's to do it afraid. Do it afraid. Sounds kind of crazy, Pastor. Why are you telling us to do it afraid? And you just talked about how we shouldn't have fear. Because in this life, you all, As much as we would desire to, it is difficult for us to do anything and not have some sort of trepidation, some sort of intimidation, some sort of apprehension in the back of our head about some things. I've talked to people before, and I tell them that I have two dogs, and they basically will tell me, well, I'll never come to your house. What's the height of the dog? What's the weight of the dog? What kind of dog? Because I am afraid of dogs. Excuse me. As long as I have been living over these 50 years, I have to be honest with you that any time that they say that the weather lends itself to the possibility of tornadoes, I tend to have a bit of fear that rises up. I know of people who are so afraid of math that they have an aversion of actually going and pursuing their academic aspirations. You all, there are numerous causes and reasons for people to be afraid. And then there are some reasons, you all, that make absolutely and completely no sense, that people wish that they could get beyond their fear and they can't. You have some folks that are afraid of clowns. You have some folks that are afraid of flying because they are afraid of heights. You have some people, you all, that are afraid of elevators because they are afraid of enclosed places. Not because anything bad has ever happened to them. Being in an enclosed place, some folks are even afraid of escalators. Some folks are afraid of merry-go-rounds. There are numerous things that cause people to be afraid. And again, not because anything has happened to them on a merry-go-round, being in an elevator, being on an escalator, being on a plane. They've never fallen out of a plane. A plane has never fallen out of the sky. Had a problem. I've never been in a tornado for me to have a fear of a tornado. Folks have never had math come and slap them in the face. Come on, somebody. But it's something about those various things that caused them not to move into the next direction. Well, on this morning, you all, I believe that God is telling us that we need to do some things afraid. We might not know what the outcome is going to be. We might not know how it is that it's going to turn out. We might not know whether we're going to be successful in those endeavors. But yet and still, God wants us to trust him on this morning to do it afraid. Why in the world would God want us to do something afraid? Because he wants us to trust his love for us to go out and do something that we've never done before in order to see his glory. I hope somebody heard me on this morning. Listen, you all, God did not bless you with all those gifts. He did not put all of that in you for you to die with them. He didn't put all those visions in you. He didn't put all those dreams in you. He didn't put all those skills in you for you to keep them locked up in you because you're afraid of what may or may not happen. Oh my God, I don't know who I'm talking to on this morning, but I sense it so strong. God has given us so much. He's entrusted you with so much. But guess what? He didn't entrust you with it for you to take it back to glory with you. He entrusted you with it so that you would trust him enough that you would go ahead and do it afraid. Well, why? Why would God want me to step out on fear? He doesn't want you to step out on fear. He wants you to step out on faith. There's a difference. Stepping out in fear means that, well, I don't know whether I'm going to be doing this by myself. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I don't know if God is with me. No. Doing it afraid means that you don't know whether God's going to walk with you. Doing it in faith means that you're stepping out in his perfect love. I wish somebody would hear me on this morning. God has a perfected love in you. And guess what? The more we love him, the more his love, our love for him, is perfected. Isn't that what we read before in the scripture when we went to 1 John 4? The scripture says that there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment in it. That's what the scripture says. So I need you to understand what it means. It means that there's no fear in love. Dread does not exist when we actually move in his perfect love. Dread doesn't exist. You don't sit there and have a sense of terror in moving. See, when you fear something, that's the enemy. And I've heard people say this before, and I'm going to use it now, that fear is false evidence appearing real. What does that mean? That means that you have no clue as to how it's going to turn out. But what you also don't have is, you don't have any evidence that it's going to turn out bad. You don't have any evidence that it's going to go awry. You have no evidence that it's going to go belly up. You have no evidence that it's going to fail. Put your feet where your faith is, people. You've got to do it afraid. Even if you don't know how it's going to turn out, do it anyway. Even if you don't think you know what you're doing, listen to the voice of God in your spirit and do it anyway. That book that he told you to write, start writing. No, you don't know what to write. No, you don't know who's going to buy it. No, you don't know if a publisher's going to pick it up, but write it anyway. That play he told you to start scripting, start scripting it. No, you don't know who's going to play the parts. No, you have no idea what venue to do it in, but do it anyway. That song that keeps ringing in your spirit, write it. Sing it. You may only sing it to yourself, but singing it to yourself might get it in somebody else's ear. And who's to say it won't be sung in your ministry? Who's to say that's not the one song that's holding up an artist from being able to record and complete that project? And let's even take it a step farther. Go back to school. No, you don't know how math is going to turn out. But guess what? They're tutors. Do it anyway. Take a trip. No, you don't know who's going to be on the plane with you. No, you don't know whether it's going to be turbulence. But as many planes that go up in the air that get from one destination to the other, guess what? The people on the plane are going to make it to their destination. Why? Because you had the faith in God to get on the plane and go. Do it afraid. You all don't just exist. Live. Live your life. Live your life to the fullest. And die empty. What do I mean by dying empty? Meaning that everything that's in you that you ever wanted to do, do it. Everything that's in you that you always wanted to try, try it. Because who's to say that what you're fearing is really going to happen? Do it afraid and watch God manifest his glory through your faith. Let's pray. God, we just bless you. You are such an awesome wonder in our lives. And God, I thank you in advance for how you're about to catapult us into the next leg of our journey. God, I'm so excited for those that dialed in. I'm so excited for those that you just encouraged to go and do this thing. You might not know how it's going to turn out, but God, you've entrusted us that your love for us should dispel all kinds of fear. God, you want us to allow those gifts that are within us to be stirred up and for us to move out in faith. God, not for us to take all those skills, all those dreams, all those aspirations, all those desires that you placed in us and for us to die with them. But God, you intend for us to use them for your glory, to allow your glory to be seen through us, and for the world to be blessed by what you put in us. God, thank you. Thank you for entrusting us with your treasures. Now, God, I pray even today that we will start taking the first step to doing what it is that you put in us. Just the first step, God. If we could trust you for the first step, you'll give us light for the next step. God, I pray on today that we would do something that we've never done before. And God, that we won't forget that you gave us the faith and you gave us the courage to be able to move out in it. God, I love you. God, I trust you. God, we believe in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. You go out and be the change that you desire to see. One person, one household, one divine appointment at a time. God bless you.